Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nancy Fehrenwald. I'm from South Dakota State University, where I serve as the Associate Dean for Research. And this presentation is on a project called Evaluation of School Tobacco-Free Policies. I have no disclosures. I do want to acknowledge the South Dakota Tobacco Control Program and the South Dakota Coordinated School Health Program as the instigators of this project, which was funded with flow-through funds from the CDC for both tobacco control and coordinated school health. I would also like to thank the administrators of South Dakota secondary and primary schools and other educational entities, our research team, Jennifer Kirkfleet, Sandy Melstead, Christina Lammers, and Paula Carson, as well as multiple students. Background, most people who smoke started before they were 18 years old. So the school environment is an appropriate environment to target for prevention of initiation of tobacco use, but of course recognition of early use and assistance with cessation and care for the environment for not only the students to keep it tobacco free, but also for the staff and the visitors. The CDC, about 10 years ago, called for tobacco-free school policies as part of comprehensive tobacco control efforts. And there is state legislation which requires tobacco-free policies in schools. However, it applies mostly to athletics. In South Dakota, which is a very rural state with about 850,000 people statewide, the American Indian population is the largest minority population, and rates of tobacco use are much higher. In our state, tobacco-free policy was developed and a model policy was disseminated in 2008. So we set out to explore where are we since then. The rates of smoking among youth in South Dakota are consistently higher than national rates, and cigarette use among American Indian youth compared to a white youth in South Dakota is twice as high. The purpose of our cross-sectional study was to evaluate the status of tobacco-free policies in all South Dakota school districts. We looked at the quality, the strengths, and the limitations of the policies and compared the results across public schools, non-public schools, and tribal or Bureau of Indian Education schools. We also had some secondary aims, two of which I'll talk about today, to further explore the barriers and facilitators of tobacco-free policy among school administrators and to develop and disseminate a tailored feedback to the school based on their policy evaluation and also resources for schools. So we obtained a list of all educational entities in the state from the Department of Education. We used calling scripts, and undergraduate students made these calls using a written protocol. District superintendents were the point of contact for our schools. In some prior studies that have been done looking at statewide school tobacco policies, interviews of school secretaries and things like that were done, but no prior work had been done actually contacting administrators and asking for printed copies of the policies. So whatever the school district sent us, we compiled. We anticipated there would be single policies from some schools, and there were, but there were multiple pages from multiple documents included in many of the materials from the schools. So we sifted through those materials, and anything that had the word tobacco smoke, smoking, chew, cigarette, when those things were found, we referenced them and we counted those in our policy evaluation. Every policy was reviewed by two people. We had training, we had model policies reviewed, we had every fourth policy reviewed, and then we went on to interview superintendents of the three schools with the highest scores and the three schools with the lowest scores to identify their facilitators and barriers. This is the checklist or the instrument that was used to evaluate the policy. It has been previously used by other tobacco control programs. What we added was the 0-1-2 scale. 0 not met, 1 partially met, and 2 fully met. Prior applications of this instrument had used a yes, no, dichotomous response, present or not present, but when you look at these items that are derived from the CDC policy for school tobacco control, there's a lot of content in some of these items, so we really felt it was important to have that middle category of partially met. So our results, we had a good response rate. Over 66% of the school districts participated in the study. And of those that didn't participate, 21% said they would, but never did mail us their materials. 6% were not reached. 4% said they don't have a policy. And 3% declined. The mean overall score was 11.6. The range with the ceiling for best policy was a high of 26. So you can see that the average score is quite low. And here you see a comparison of policy scores by district type, with the public districts having a significantly higher score than the non-public districts and the tribal or Bureau of Indian Education school districts having the significantly lower score. These are box plots with the range, one standard deviation, and the mean. Here are the kinds of information that we discovered in these policies, just a flavoring. There's more information here, but most of the policies that were shared with us did identify tobacco in particular versus lumping tobacco in with other drugs or substances. But only 62% of the policies said that it applied to all school property and vehicles. Only 58% prohibited tobacco use at all school events. Very disappointing to us was that staff enforcement and a cessation plan for staff was sorely lacking, as well as a visitor enforcement plan, a student enforcement and cessation plan, and then policies against the acceptance of tobacco advertising or gifts. We interviewed, once again, the top three scoring schools and the bottom three scoring schools. The barriers that they identified to implementing comprehensive tobacco policy based on these interviews, which were recorded and analyzed with simple content analysis for emerging themes. Time to put the policy together. Staff resources to make sure the policy gets implemented. It's not a priority. There are many other priorities in schools, including standards and safety and eating and funding and busing. Some identified that it's not important. In fact, they have a problem orientation versus a prevention orientation. And then, of course, in-service time or staff development time was identified as a barrier. Facilitators of policy, the top reason was personal motivation, with all of these superintendents identifying some personal link to tobacco-related disease in their family. Many said that they reviewed the Associated School Boards of South Dakota model policy and they adopted the recommendations. And then they thought that the policy was in the best interest of students and the model policy needed very little revision, so it was easy for them to implement. So because of their participation and our desire for stronger policy, we set out to give tailored feedback to the schools based on their score. Every school that participated in the study received a cover letter and a report card based on their performance. Interpretation of the report card was provided along with booklets and tips and other resources for tobacco control. This is what a report card looked like. Here you see one of the school districts here that actually scored very well. The report card included content on their quality based on whether it was complete, limited, or absent. Feedback on the quality, so specific feedback on their policy, what was good and what was a weakness. And then recommendations for improvement. And we made a decision. You can see the triangle, comprehensive, partial, and incomplete, to have three categories school districts were placed in. So Arlington, as you see here, was in the comprehensive category, therefore the big bold, and we chose those categories based on a third of the scores. So we broke the scores into tertiles because we realized if we broke it down by the top third of potential scores, the middle third of potential scores, very few schools had great policy, and our purpose in providing feedback was to provide motivation and encouragement. So that was a strategic decision on our part. And then these were the instructions that we developed for interpreting the report card based on our practice of how we had came up with the overall score and category, and then the criteria and interpretations. What we recommended to the schools is they all work with their regional tobacco prevention coordinators to strengthen their policy, and that they take these individual pages that were within sports documents, band documents, other files, and consolidate them in one model policy, and if possible, to adopt the Associated School Board model policy that already exists. Provide referral and publicity of the South Dakota Tobacco Quitline. In this state, the Tobacco Quitline is free cessation coaching, and participants receive up to 2 months free access to not only their coaching, but in addition, they can opt to receive nicotine replacement therapy, Chantix, or Zyban at no charge. And then recognize that tobacco use is a problem and focus on prevention. The youth tobacco use rates in the state speak for themselves. Recommendations for further study. We would revise our evaluation rubric just a bit because some of those 13 items have multiple components in them, making evaluation very difficult. We would like to repeat this process in a couple of years to see if our efforts to improve policy are strengthened. We'd also like to use this same methodology for other comprehensive school policies to evaluate current status and developments into the future. Thank you.